to the deaths of three members of the homeless community last weekend. Our government seems much more intent on giving themselves massive pay increases than dealing adequately with the homeless situation. We have a few speakers, and the first one up is Darren.
$100 million. It will be sold by the government to the highest bidder.
which they expect to be 100 million. 100 million! And the average price of a house to build is 100,000. They could house everybody in this city with the price of that land. Yeah. Rather than taking the land that I own, that you own, and sell it to the highest bidder, give it back to Dublin City Council so we can house the people who need to be housed. And I demand that land be given over to Dublin City Council immediately. Not tomorrow, not next week. Do not sell that land. Give it to the people who own it. And finally, I just want to wish you all the best. But ensure that your voices are heard every step of the way. Ring your TDs, ring your councillors, ring Joe Duffy and demand that the 2.1 acres of land that is currently the Veterinary College of ECD, that land is given back to the people of this state to house the people of this state. There's enough money and wealth in this country to provide everybody with a home. But unfortunately, the people in power don't care. You don't register on their radar screen. Well, today you're registering, and let the message be clear. No more debt from indifference. No more debt in our streets. House people now. Gurumila Morgan, and the best of luck with your campaign. Well done. Keep it up. Our next speaker is Mary Murphy of the Labour Party. First of all, thank people for asking the Labour Party to speak here today in solidarity with homeless people in Dublin and in solidarity with the families of those who have died, who I sent my heartfelt sympathy. I happen to just personally be aware of some of the circumstances of one of the persons who died, and I happen to know that she could be any of us in this city. And it's a shame that this city can't protect its more vulnerable citizens. I spoke earlier on about the kind of country we're living in now, the third most unequal country in the EU. The country that is so individualistic, it's forgotten its concept of community and what we owe in solidarity to each other. And it makes me really angry to think of Bertie Ahern asking Robert Putnam, the American academic, what's gone wrong and what do we need to fix? When it's damn obvious what's gone wrong and what we need to fix. We need to stop being a greedy, selfish, materialist society and make room again for each other and especially for the more vulnerable in that society. That's what we need to do. And he didn't need an American academic to tell him that. The government signed up years ago to a national anti-poverty strategy. At the core of it was to consult with the people living in poverty. Have any of you been consulted by government about what needs to be done? I say not. So I really do welcome the fact that the homeless are organising themselves, because it's the first step to your voice being heard on the political agenda. And I do believe that there are enough politicians, myself included, on Dublin City Council and other local authorities who will bring your message into that authority. Already, in the last few months, we have been looking at the issue of homelessness on Dublin City Council. And that's from the way the agencies work together. We're looking at the Dublin night bus service, and we know that there isn't enough staff on the ground working with that service. Although I do commend the staff that are there working with that service, because they often work long beyond the hours they're paid for trying to deliver it. We know we've only got one decent wet shelter in the city and that we need at least 8 more. So it's not as if we need rocket science to tell us what to do. It's obvious what needs to be done, and it's about getting the finger out and making it a priority. And you're part of the work that needs to make it a priority. Because believe me, when you're trying to argue for different resources between affordable housing, social housing and homelessness services, you know damn well whose voice has been heard the loudest. So it is about organising and making political demands as loud as you can and making them felt and heard where the money is and where it's been divvled out. So I would make very clear that you call on all the political parties. There's a new social partnership deal being handled out at the moment. Homelessness has never been a priority in those deals. So get in there and get where the resources are and make your voice heard. And we'd be very glad to do anything we can to work with you to make that happen. Thank you. Good luck. Our next speaker is Joe Higgins, Socialist Party, TD.